Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no, no more. Got a story and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose weekly radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst. We give God all the praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving for another opportunity to come to you to share in the study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining Word. We thank God for his presence because there is nowhere and none like being in the presence of our God. When we're in his presence, nothing of the enemy can stand because the light that's in our Heavenly Father extinguishes all the darkness and all the powers of the enemy. Praise God. Can I get somebody to say hallelujah? Hallelujah. 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 We thank God again for you tuning in, you, and especially you. We have a powerful broadcast planned for you tonight. There is none other than our elder and sister in Christ, Elder Maddie Green, who is coming to bring forth an anointed word from the Lord. But before we bring her on, we like to welcome in the presence of God with a song of praise and join with us as Vashawn Mitchell declares, there is nobody, nowhere greater than our God. Listen and be blessed.
up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you.
Hallelujah. There is nobody, nowhere greater than our God. We can look all over, searched all over, ran all over, couldn't find nobody greater than him. Oh, yes, he is. Indeed, he is worthy of our praise. We give God all the glory. We give him praise. We give him honor tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We're going to go ahead and ask Pastor Jasper to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then we'll get started tonight as we welcome in Elder Matty Green. Praise God.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, there's no one else greater than you, Father. The great I am, Father, Lord. The great Jehovah, Lord Jesus. The great Yahweh, Father, Lord. We praise Elohim, Father. The great Shaddai, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father, Lord. We thank God for your goodness, for your mercy, Father, for your grace, Father. There's no one greater than you are, Lord Jesus. So miracle signs and wonder, Lord, Father, you, Lord, Father, Lord, Father, us as believers in Christ, Father. We thank God for your goodness, Lord. We thank God how you provided for us on day to day, Father, from month to month, from year to year. Oh, what a great and almighty God that you are, Father. We praise your holy name, Father, for your goodness, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, how you watch over us and protect us, Lord, from day in, from day to day, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, have your way on tonight, Father. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. Help to increase our faith on tonight, Father, Lord. And pray, Heavenly Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. To God be magic, majesty, dominion, and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, without ado, I would like to introduce to some and bring to others the guest minister of the hour tonight, and that is none other than Elder Matty Green,
amen,
our
amen.
Sister. Oh, yes, praise our God. Elder. Praise God. We
yes.
thank God for her.
Amen.
And I just want to publicly say thank you, thank you, thank you. I called this woman of God yesterday, last night, y'all. Praise God, because there was much that was on my plate for today and has been. But praise God, I asked her if she would come and bring forth a word on our behalf and on behalf of our Most High God. And she said yes. Oh, yes, she did. And she went and we talked with her earlier. She is ready. I say, caught and ready to go. Oh, yes, on fire for the Lord. And so we thank God for her. We give God all the praise. We're going to lift and point our hands to her over across these waves. And we just ask the Lord that he anoints her afresh. That, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for none of her, but all of you, Lord God, as you speak forth mightily through her vocal cords, give her the strength, Lord God, to be able to bring forth your word, Lord God, with clarity and with understanding. Prepare hearts and minds to be able to receive what thus saith the Lord. And, Lord, we will be certain to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. All right, listening audience of Seasons of Purpose,
yes.
I bring to you right now our sister, Elder Matty Green, praise God. Elder Green, let's bring you into the studio. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
ma'am. God bless you tonight.
Welcome. To God be the thank you. To God be the glory, and glory to our my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and glory and honor and to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And Pastor Constance Whitehurst in that ministry. We just thank God. We just thank God. I will go ahead and start out. My text will be coming from two different areas. One area is Psalms 145, beginning at the first verse. And the second one I'm going to be coming from 2 Samuel 22nd chapter. So let me begin at Psalms 145, beginning at the first verse. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majestic and of thy wondrous work. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memories of the great goodness and sing of thy righteousness. Read and turns now to 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, beginning at the first verse. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in a day that the Lord has delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower and my refuge. My Savior, thou savest me from violence. Verse 4, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. My topic is praise him. One revival, one year, theme was, praise is our weapon. Each revival, it seems like after the revival is over, we forget the theme. But pastors and the presiders has to remind us how we should praise the Lord during our revival. And the preacher taught us the word of God, and we realized that we don't look like what we have been through. And then we fell right back into our comfort zone. But I remember this testimony of mine. When Pastor Pretty told me one first Sunday that I had to preach, it seemed like I was quiet. But little pastor didn't know, and the rest of them knew, that my body was getting weak. So on the way home, I said to myself, Lord, what will you have me to preach to thy people? And the two words spoke loudly within me, praise him. And on that Thursday night in the revival in that past week, Bishop T.L. Davis preached, everything is going to be all right. And all my spirit was uplifted. The spirit of the Lord quickened me, and I was strengthened in my body, and I had to praise the Lord. Because in Psalms 119, verse 25, it said, my soul cleave unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy words. See, David complained about his affliction, either his trouble in his mind or his outward trouble. And both of them, even to the dust of the death. See, David petitioned for lordship over his creation and confirmed the dependence of all creation on the Creator. Nobody but God can do it. Put your life into his affairs. And by the grace of God, put your life into his afflictions. And then it will cure your spiritual deadness from the top to the bottom so that you be ready for devotion unto God. But back to that story. On Friday night, the man of God preached from the topic, confidence in God. See, as we face these circumstances in our life, we must have the confidence in God that he will work it out according to his will. See, when God is involved, he will work it out. When we are going through and learn to trust Jesus no matter what, he will give us the strength we need to bear the burden. So why don't we praise him? See, praise means to express a heartily high opinion or admiration of someone or something. This is saying that a thing or a person is good, or the words that they tell you is worth something. So we need to learn to praise him. Praise is also defined as a word or a song selling forth the glory and the goodness of God. This is what is said in the world, that when we recognize that there is a God, we need to praise him. See, our praise of God should reflect a heartfelt act of thanksgiving, glory, blessings, love, and worship. See, thanksgiving means to give thanks to God for what he has done for us. It requires all believers to give God thanks regardless of their initial attitude. See, sometimes we start to complain just like the children of Israel who stayed in the wilderness for 40 days. And we need to learn to praise him and give thanks unto the Lord. See, in Numbers, the 14, the 22nd to the 39th verse, it said that the Lord spoke to Moses about the children of Israel mumbling against him and called them an evil congregation. See, the Lord said that their carcass shall fall in this wilderness from the age of 20 years old and upward that mumble against him, except for Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun. See, the little ones was even called prey. But he said that your children shall wander in the wilderness for 40 years and bear your hold on, which is your unfaithfulness to God, until your carcass be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquity even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. See, when we start to complain, and somebody tell us we need not to complain, we need to realize that it was wrong to do it and repent quickly, and then give thanks and praise unto God. See, in the New Testament, Paul was praying for the Thessalonians and encouraged Christians in their duty towards God. Because he said in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 18th verse, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We should be thankful in every condition, even in adversity, as well as in prosperity. For this is the will of God to give thanks and rejoice forevermore. See, glory means beauty, power, honor, or quality of God's character that emphasizes his greatness and his authority, his honor and idol praise that creatures should give to him. Because I have another witness, that is John in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, where John wrote that he was exalted and was put in the Isle of Patmos in chapter 5, and he spoke of God holding in his hand out a book, or other people call it a scroll, that was sealed with seven seals. But there was no man in heaven or in earth, neither under the earth, that was able to open the book nor look in it. But one of the elders spoke, said, don't weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and loose the seven seals. See, we heard John crying, said it was a voice of many angels around the throne of God, the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. See, the theology is to carry on by the angels. Though they didn't need the Savior themselves, yet they rejoice in the redemption and the salvations of sinners, and they agree with the church he is worthy to receive power and authority given to him by God, and the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, those whom he had called, which he had afore prepared unto glory, according to Romans 9 and 23. And it was talking about the riches of grace. See, we got to realize in Ephesians, the first chapter and 7th verse, it says, in whom we've been redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. See, all of our spiritual blessing flows down to us in that stream that he has bound towards us unto all wisdom and understanding. We need to praise him. We have the confidence in God that in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's not a debt, it's grace. So we should praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. He is the Lamb of God, worthy to receive strength, honor, glory, and blessings. But there are 7 points I want to tell you why David had to praise him. Number one, it says in Psalm 27, verse 1, David gave honor to the Lord. See, he recognized the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? He recognized that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. He is Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my battle, the battle fighter. See, David praised the Lord in Psalms 145. David was the second king in the United Kingdom of Israel, an ancestor of Jesus Christ, a writer of numerous songs. David was the son of Jesse, the youngest of 8 brothers, had courage and faithful shepherd, and possessed musical talents of being a skilled harp player. See, David was a giant slayer that killed the Philistine giant of Goliath with a stone from his sling in 1 Samuel 17, chapter 4th through the 5th and 1st verse. See, David had confidence in God that he would deliver him out of the hands of the Philistine, because he delivered him out of the paws of a lion and a bear when he was keeping the sheep. I know the word says, in the world it says a lion and bear, oh my, but this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about David. The second point is David had faith in God. He was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. Like it said when Paul was telling us about Abraham in Romans, the 4th chapter and the 21st verse. See, David believed that with God, nothing shall be impossible. See, David took only 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd bag while the sling was in his hand. See, David, the third point is David knew where his strength came from. And why should he be afraid? Because it says in Psalm 121, verse 1 through 2, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. See, David know who to lean on in a time of danger on the battlefield in high places. See, a songwriter wrote this song. I'm leaning on Jesus. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. I'm leaning on Jesus everlasting on. See, Jesus is the one who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. So why don't we praise him? See, Goliath was 9 feet tall, but David didn't trust in Saul's armor, but he trusted in the Lord. Though Goliath boasts and brag about what he would do if one of the servants would come to kill him, and if they didn't kill him, that they had to serve him. But David remembered what he wrote in Psalm 37, verse 1 through 2. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like grass and wither as a green herb. See, David wrote this psalm. It's not for a sermon. It's for our devotion, but also for our conversation. So we would tell others not to fret when it looked like the enemy, the evildoers, the workers of iniquity are flourishing and prospering. David didn't look at the outward appearance of Goliath, but he kept his faith on God. See, David knew that God is almighty, that he is El Shaddai. He is the omnipotent, all-powerful, and he could deliver him out of the hands of his enemy. The fourth point is David learned to magnify the salvation of God that he has wrought for him. Because David wrote in Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We as true believers, we need to rest with God, commune with God, so that you and I would know without a shadow of doubt that God is who he said he is. He is a refuge. He is a fortress. And we can trust him. So why don't we praise him? See, Goliath kept on mocking and cursing at David. But David kept his faith in God. Because we know that in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 7 verse, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's why we got to think about when we are fighting against the enemy about what the word of God has said, because the word of God is true. So David kept right on fighting, and he defeated Goliath because he said this in verse 46 to 47. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcass, which is his dead bodies, unto the beast. And that came true to pass. And David defeated Goliath because he remembered that God don't say with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord. He will give you the enemy into your hands where the enemy is defeated, and you shall rise up and shine as a light as shining in the world. We got to believe more and more every day by faith. Though the world look like it's in chaos and violence going on, we got to stand by faith and believe in God. See, that's why David was close to the Lord, because God gave him courage, gave him power to endure in the midst of his battle, in times of trouble, in times of persecution, in times of protection, and that he was his hope. The fifth thing, David kept right on praising God. See, he wrote that praise song in 2 Samuel chapter 22 because he remembered that God has delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies. And David adored God and sung that song because he was triumphant in the midst of his enemy. We got to remember where God has brought us from and remember who brought us from it, who delivered us, who healed us, and who saved us. So we got to remember that thing like David. And the sixth thing was David is singing to the Lord that he is his source and strength of his life. The seventh thing was David put his trust in the Lord and acknowledged where his help came from. In Proverbs, the third chapter, 5th through 6th verse, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We must believe that he is able to do what he will, wise to do what is best and good according to his promise. He will do always what is best for us. So why don't we praise him? See, Jesus Christ is our Savior, the human divine Son of God, born of a Virgin Mary, the great high priest, who intercedes for people at the right hand of God, sitting on the right hand of God on the throne. We got to remember Jesus is our atonement. Jesus is our sacrifice. That we remember also in Isaiah the suffering of Christ, that his grief and pain, and how that he made an atonement for our sins. Because it said in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, 4th through 5th verse, surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We got to remember what Christ did for us. Jesus Christ is our rock, that spiritual rock. We got to remember that Jesus is our Jehovah Rapha, our healer, who was whipped and put a crown on his head of thorns. We got to remember that he's the only one that can deliver you and set you free. Because it said in John 8, chapter 32nd verse, Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the Lord is the greatly and greatly to be praised. From one generation to another, we ought to learn to praise him. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Jesus bore our grief and sorrow. He died on the cross and finished his work. He was obedient unto death. He received the vinegar on the cross, and he said it was finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Of all the things that Jesus did for us and is doing for us today, why won't we praise him? We be having our faith on the wrong thing. We'll have our faith on material things. We'll have our faith on people that let you down. We can have our faith on our job, and then we get fired. We can have our faith on a relationship, and then it get broken. We must put our faith, our trust, and magnify the Lord. So why don't we praise him? To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green, for that powerful message. Why don't we praise him? Oh, yes, the word of God says that let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Oh, why don't we praise him? He is so worthy, so worthy. Elder Green laid out the word. Oh, as the word of God says that even a child can understand. Oh, yes, we give God all the praise. Why don't we praise him? I love the way that she unfolded the message that, and she started where David, he was one who didn't hesitate to praise God, even as a young boy, as a teenager, as a young boy. David, he praised God. He played the harp. He played music of praise. He even played music for Saul that helped that evil spirit to be relieved from Saul just because of the praise that God had placed in David as he played for him. Why don't we? Oh, my God, why don't we praise our Lord? Oh, yes, so worthy of our praise. We give God all the praise for this word that has gone forth that reminds us of who Jesus is, of who our Heavenly Father is, of how and why he is so worthy of our praise. Praise God. Yes, the word of God tells us that even when we come into his presence, as Elder Green shared, we are to enter into his presence with thanksgiving. And praise, thanksgiving and praise, thanking him, thanking our God for who he is, all that he's done for us, praising him and lifting up his name. Don't you know praise also is a weapon of warfare? Because the word of God says that God comes and he dwells in and inhabits the praises of his people. When you just begin to open your mouth, no matter how you feel, that's why the word says you bring forth a sacrifice of praise. No matter how you feel, you begin to open your mouth, as Elder Green shared with us tonight, and praise God, he comes right down in your presence. And where everybody knows, anybody that knows our God knows, that in the presence of God, absolutely nothing of the enemy can remain. So it is a weapon of our warfare. We give God all the praise tonight. Praise God. Pastor Jackson.
Amen. Praise God for the wonder of God. Thank God for the clean. Bring forth that powerful word. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing. Anything you can praise God for on today, to be alive, be living. Amen. What Jesus done for you, praise God. You should shout from joy from the top of the mountain, the lords of the valley. You got something to praise God for. Amen. To be alive, to be living right now, have breath in your body. You got something to praise God for.
praise.
In the good time, the bad time, you got something to praise God for. Amen. God gave
Amen.
You so much to praise Him for. To be alive, to be living on this earth, is something to be praising God for. You count your blessings right now, something to praise God for. Amen. So much you can praise God for. David praised God at all time. He gave had praise and he lived to the glory of God. Whatever circumstance in his life, he learned to praise God. The ups and downs, the ins and out, amen. God be his confidence in his life to praise the Lord, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God did great things in his life for the kingdom of God. What a great mess, what a great word of God, amen. David learned to do that, and we should learn to do that as well. But why don't we praise him at all the time, have praise in our mouth and our lips, amen, to the
amen.
Glory of our Heavenly Father, the glory of God, Yahweh. Praise God. He's
amen.
Worthy of our praise, amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up the line tonight.
Yes, praise on today.
Talking about powerful word that Elder Green brought forth tonight. Praise him.
Come on, Saint, praise
him tonight. You have a praise on your lips and a praise
in your
heart.
Come on,
go ahead and press 1, hallelujah, on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you.
Amen.
Come on, Associate Pastor Manley.
Yes.
God bless you tonight.
God
praise
you.
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm just thinking about the scripture, Luke 24:32. Did not our hearts burn within us while this woman of God talked to us on the road, which opened up the scriptures to us? This right here is the goal of preaching the word of God, the anointed Holy Spirit preaching of the gospel. A heart will burn with a passion for Christ, his glory, his word, his mission, and yes, there will be praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I could just run all over this house tonight. My God, God is so good and so wonderful. Thank you so much, Elder Green, for that wonderful, wonderful, powerful word from God. Thank you for letting the hearts of men and women burn tonight, knowing that there's nobody else in this world, no matter where you look, no matter what you do, cannot outdo, cannot be outdone the power and the love of Jesus Christ towards us. Thank you so much. It blessed my heart. God bless you. An honor given to Pastors Whitehurst tonight. God bless you both. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and
you.
And all of those on the listening audience tonight, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Associate Pastor Manley. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Lake Charles is in the house tonight. Come on,
Amen.
Mother Pat.
Mother Pat. Mother
Amen.
Pat.
Yes, we in the house. Thank
All
God
right.
for tonight. And Elder Maddie, that was a great word. And the whole
Amen.
Time you was talking about praising, what kept coming to my mind is this. I'm not going to let a rock cry out for me, because I know how good God is and have been and continue to be in my life and the lives of so many people that I'm connected to. And why not
Amen.
Praise a good God like that? Why not
That's
praise
right.
him? And my pastor have a saying. He always say, when praises go up, blessings come down. Well,
Amen.
If you're in need of a blessing, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And the scriptures say anything they got breath, praise the Lord. So
Amen.
We walking and talking, we breathing, we better praise the Lord.
That's
yes,
right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Like Elder Maddie kept on saying, praise him. He's worthy of all our praises. We can't do nothing without thinking about the goodness of God. Not even
Amen.
When we get up and our eyes open. Thank you, Lord. I praise
yeah.
you. So
praise
that's an awesome word and an encouraging word. If we kind of slow on our praise, get those psalms out and read through that. You get some words that God has done and is doing, and you can use his word. The praise of God, you're almighty. You're awesome.
Amen.
You're merciful. You're loving. Oh, you can come up with a lot of words to describe the awesomeness
right.
of our Father. All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for you, Mother Pat. Amen. That's right. Don't let no rock cry out in your place. Don't let no trees lift its branches in your place. No, 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 no. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath give God the praise, because we have so much to thank him for, to give him praise for. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We'd like to hear from you.
Come on, saints. Come
praise
on, true believers.
God. Praise God.
True
praise God. All right there. Come on, Elder Hilton. Talk to
all
me
right
tonight.
Now, Elder.
Praise God for you. Amen.
Praise God for this powerful and anointed word. We thank you, Elder Maddie Green. Praise
Amen.
Is such a tremendous weapon for the people of God. I can
oh,
say
yeah.
in my own life, when I didn't have anything else, the Lord gave me by the Holy Spirit the song of praise in my heart.
Amen.
And praise is that weapon which puts the enemy to flight. And
yeah.
it is so tremendous and so powerful. We have so much to thank the Lord for. The gift of life, this great salvation where we stand as a redeemed people, called by his name, led by the Holy
yeah.
Spirit. All that
Man.
The Lord has done for us, working his
mm-hmm.
word within us, healing us,
mm-hmm.
Providing for us, giving us the
yeah.
gift of eternal life, that which is yet to come. So praise is our nature. It's within us. So we must
Man.
Praise the Lord. Let me
that's,
just, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise
yes.
him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for his goodness
oh,
yes. and mercy shall follow us. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory.
Yes.
We praise you continually. Praise
Hallelujah.
His holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Elder Hilton.
Yes.
Not only did he verbalize praise the Lord, he
out.
Demonstrated it. Come on
Amen.
Now.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise our God.
Praise him.
Lift him up. We from the tribe of
Judah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
We are praisers.
Praise
oh,
praise
yes.
God.
Oh, yes, we
King
are. Oh, yes, we are. Oh,
and
yes, we
praise
are.
Him, praise
oh,
the
yes,
name,
we
Glory.
Praise our
Hallelujah.
Mighty God. He
praise
is so worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Is there another
praise
tonight?
Praise
we
praise
got
God.
About a few more
come
minutes.
On, saint. Come
praise
on,
praise God. Left
shout
in
out.
The broadcast.
Shout.
Oh, yes.
Praise
we give
name.
God the praise.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Shame on them. Let me shout.
Amen. Amen.
God. You've been too good to us.
Yes, Lord.
Not on you praising. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Shout. Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
We want to extend the invitation. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Lord of your life tonight, if you wondering why we getting so excited, hallelujah, about this God, about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about El Shaddai.
Yes.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. Then you need to get to know him. So you can praise him as well.
Yeah.
And the word of God tells us that all you have to do is just simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. It's just as simple as a prayer of saying, Lord God, I am a sinner. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God, who lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Lord, I want to be able to, Lord, ask you to come into my heart. Save me, Lord God. Save me from my sins. And see, if you just prayed but a simple prayer, just
so simple. The Heavenly Father, our Lord, he hears and he answers. He will come into your heart, take root in your life, give you guidance through the Holy Spirit, lead you, guide you, restore your relationship back to your Heavenly Father. And he cares for you. He loves you. He's standing right there with his arms open wide. That's the kind of love that our God has for you. John 3:16 said it just as plain and simple. For God so loved this world, that's you, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Receive the Lord tonight. If you don't know him, don't let another second pass of your life without giving your life to Jesus. It'll be the best decision that you ever made in your life.
Yes.
And if you did, then the angels of heaven, the word of God says the angels of heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. And guess what? So are we.
Yes.
We thank God for you tonight. Well, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to ask Elder Maddie Green if she is still near the phone, if she will come back on and close us out in prayer. We thank God again for everyone that has tuned in.
Amen.
Thank God, Elder Maddie Green, for this powerful and anointed word. Thank you, all those that shared words of encouragement. Thank you, Elder Hilton, for that powerful
yes.
time of actual praising of our God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, God, yes. He's a great God. What a blessing. And I know if you are on this line tonight, you have been blessed.
Amen.
We give God all the praise. Elder Green, would you close us out in prayer, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you loud and clear.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
we want to say thank you, God, for your grace, for your love, for your sacrifice and your offering. God, we want to say thank you, for you was the Word made in the flesh. You saved
yes,
a sin-sick soul like us, God, and you shed your innocent blood, God, and redeemed us, dear God. And our sins was forgiven when we accept Christ in our life. And God, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. All the praise,
all the glory belongs to you. Oh, God, have
yes.
mercy. Dear God, touch the pastor, Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and their family. Touch the listening
yes.
us, all the people that call in and those that was listening was not able to
yes.
say one word. But, dear God, touch their families. Touch the children.
Yes.
Touch the
yes.
widowers and touch the leaders and touch your servants, women's and men's, oh, dear God.
Yes.
And, God, we give
yes.
your name the glory, honor, and praise. For without you, we can't do nothing. But God
yes.
said, and Jesus Christ said in his word, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And he gave
yes.
me strength tonight. So I want to say thank you. I will praise you forever and ever for what you have done for us. And keep us,
yes.
dear God. Keep us safe in your loving arm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. Amen. Amen. Go forth and have a powerful week in the Lord, everyone. We give God the praise and to God be all the glory. And remember, every praise belongs to our God. Have a wonderful week.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise.
Just know that.